Imagine trying to completely rewire a commercial airliner while it's cruising at like 30,000 feet. Now imagine that airliner is actually a maximum security prism.
Right, and cutting the power means the electronic cell doors just stop working entirely.
Exactly. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a May 2026 business proposal from the tech firm Corvilent to the engineering group IMEG. And the mission for you today is exploring the quiet revolution of smart correctional facilities.
Yeah, we're looking at how IoT is completely upgrading high security infrastructure.
Okay, let's unpack this. To really grasp the tech, we first have to look at the absolute logistical nightmare of a prison renovation.
Well, you are dealing with environments that are operating 24/7. When an aging facility needs, say, seismic upgrades or a total plumbing overhaul, construction crews have to move through highly secure occupied areas.
Which sounds like a disaster waiting to
It
happen.
is. I mean, one misplaced temporary wall or an accidentally cut wire creates a massive blind spot. The facility desperately needs real-time centralized monitoring during construction.
Just to keep daily operations running safely while workers are literally tearing out the walls around them.
Exactly.
But, you know, most IoT networks are notoriously flimsy when it comes to security. I mean, when I hear IoT, I think of a smart thermostat.
Yeah, right.
How do you convince a prison warden to integrate a temporary construction network with their highly sensitive security system? It seems like a massive attack vector.
So what's fascinating here is Corvilent's platform, CoreGrid. They use AIoT, which is the artificial intelligence of things, and APIs to act like a universal translator.
A translator for the building systems.
Right. Let's say you have an older French plumbing system and a brand new Japanese security system. The API allows those previously siloed systems to finally talk to each other.
So during a chaotic renovation, if a contractor opens a secure service door,
CoreGrid instantly correlates that door opening with nearby smart cameras, overhead lighting status, and even vibration sensors on the wall.
oh wow, all at once.
Yeah, it pulls all those isolated feeds into one unified dashboard. The security team doesn't just see a blinking light. They actually see the worker, verify the approved work order, and monitor structural vibration in seconds.
So absolutely no blind spots. And looking at the proposal, this connected awareness extends well beyond construction, right? It goes into everyday operations.
It shifts the entire operational model from reactive to predictive.
Yeah.
Take the prison's main generator or the HVAC system.
Okay.
Instead of waiting for a motor to blow out and cause, a 3-day emergency outage, CoreGrid's sensors detect micro-vibrations in the motor bearings weeks before a failure happens.
Wait, really? Weeks before?
Yeah.
So the maintenance team gets a ping, schedules a quick 10-minute fix during a low-risk window, and disaster is completely averted.
Exactly.
That explains the math in this proposal. A 40% reduction in unplanned downtime, huge energy savings, and like a 30% drop in operational costs?
It is literally the difference between routine upkeep and a full-blown facility crisis.
But if we take a step back, putting electronic cell doors, perimeter cameras, and HVAC sensors all on one unified network sounds terrifying.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like a hacker's dream.
Right. If somebody hacks the HVAC, can they just open the cell doors?
Well, Corvilent bypasses this vulnerability by ditching standard cloud models for these specific environments. They use an on-premises deployment.
Meaning it's kept in-house.
Right. The entire system operates on an air-gapped network, meaning it is physically isolated from the outside internet.
So the data never actually leaves the building.
Never. And this is where edge computing comes into play. Instead of sending data off to a remote server to be analyzed, the massive data processing happens locally.
Like right on the devices themselves.
Right on the edge devices. A camera or a sensor does the math instantly. It doesn't need to ping an outside server to decide if an alarm should trigger.
Meaning the facility remains fully autonomous and secure, even if the outside world goes completely dark. Wow. So what does this all mean? For you listening, this goes way beyond prisons. If this technology can safely map and monitor the chaotic, high-stakes environment of a 24/7 renovation.
Without a single security breach.
Exactly. It sets an entirely new baseline for how we upgrade aging infrastructure. Whether it is your local hospital, an airport, or the regional power grid, this level of localized, connected intelligence is going to be the blueprint for the built environment.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really leaves us with an interesting question to think about.
What's that?
If a highly complex, isolated environment can be seamlessly upgraded to track every microvibration, every CO2 fluctuation, and every lock click in real time, well, How long until our everyday public spaces are retrofitted with that exact same omniscient sensory awareness?